This is DW News, and these are our top stories. EU foreign ministers have agreed to expand sanctions against Belarus amid an escalating dispute over migrants. Thousands of men, women and children are stranded in freezing conditions on the border between Belarus and EU member state Poland. Brussels accuses Belarus of transporting desperate migrants to the area to put pressure on the European Union. Britain has raised its terror threat level to severe, meaning an attack is considered highly likely. That's after a fatal bomb blast in Liverpool on Sunday was declared a terrorist incident. A device detonated in a taxi outside a hospital, injuring the driver and killing the passenger, who's the suspected bomb maker. Four men have been arrested in connection with the incident. Health experts in Germany are raising the alarm after coronavirus infection rates reached another record high. The number of people in intensive care units is also going up. The three parties in talks to form a coalition government are discussing measures to stem the surge. This is DW News from Berlin. You'll find much more on our website. That's dw.com.
More than half of the new coronavirus cases and COVID deaths are now found in one place on the planet, here in Europe. In fact, the World Health Organization says that Europe is the only region where the pandemic is getting worse, a drastic deterioration that's being met with drastic measures. Today, Austria imposed the toughest restrictions the world has seen, targeting the unvaccinated. Anyone 12 years and older who has not gotten their shots has been told to stay home. Police will be enforcing with random house checks. It's not house arrest by any means. Is it the right means, though, to stop the virus? I'm Brinkhoff in Berlin. This is The Day.
Every citizen, every person living in Austria must be aware that they can be checked by the police at any time.
Yeah, it will be really hard to control. And I don't know how they are going to do that. But one way would be definitely to make vaccinations mandatory.
We must increase vaccination. It's shamefully low.
The more people are vaccinated, scientists say this, the sooner we will return to normal life.
We'll end up stuck in a vicious circle. We'll go from lockdown to wave back and forth.
Lock everyone up for 2 or 3 weeks. That's it. Everyone would feel the same. And then we can have a nice Christmas.
Also coming up, thousands of migrants remain camped out in Belarus along the border with Poland. The European Union calls it a humanitarian crisis made by the president of Belarus.
The European Union borders are not open in an unlimited way. The entry in the European Union is only possible through legitimated border crossing. The road to the European Union does not lead via Belarus.
Well, to our viewers watching on PBS in the United States and to all of you around the world, welcome. We begin the day with Austria's lockdown for the unvaccinated. Today, people in Austria woke up to the world's most restrictive measures aimed at those who are still not vaccinated against the coronavirus. Now, that's about 2 million people who are not allowed to leave home except for medical reasons, work, or to buy groceries. Police say the new restrictions will last 10 days and will be enforced with spot checks. Violators could face a penalty of more than 1,400 euros. That's about 1,600 U.S. dollars. Crowds took to the streets of the capital of Vienna on Sunday to protest restrictions that they consider to be unconstitutional. And this is not just Austria's dilemma. Next door, in Germany, new coronavirus cases are also skyrocketing. The political parties hoping to soon form the country's new government are watching Austria closely. They say a total lockdown remains out of the question, but more restrictions on the unvaccinated, they are possible. Vaccinations here in Germany have slowed down, and the same is true in Austria. Only 65% of Austrians are fully vaccinated. That's one of the lowest rates in Western Europe. Doctors say the new restrictions are necessary to prevent hospitals from being overwhelmed. Many Austrians say it is time for a lockdown on the unvaccinated.
On the one hand, it's right, because if people don't join in, this will never come to an end. But on the other hand, it's a tough decision.
I think it's right. Why should we go without? Just because some don't want to get vaccinated for political reasons.
If lockdowns affect people's rights, then mandatory shots is the least that should be done. After all, the unvaccinated are responsible for this misery. That's been proven.
I'm vaccinated twice, yet I can still get the virus, and I can also infect others. What have we been vaccinated for then?
It's simple. It's stupid to be a second-class citizen. That's why I'm getting my jab now.
And for more, we want to go to Austria. I'm joined tonight by Steve Schade. He is a journalist with Austria's public broadcaster, ORF, and he joins me from Vienna tonight. It's good to see you again, Steve. We're talking about, what, 2 million people in a country of about 9 million? I mean, that's a sizable chunk of the population. Is this a case where you've got everyone knowing someone who knows someone who suddenly is forced now to stay home?
Yeah, I know people who are anti-vaxxers, and they are required now by the new regulations to stay home. So, yeah, everybody does know somebody, and there's a lot of frustration with those people. For the 65% of the population that is vaccinated, there's less and less understanding for the people who are opposing it. The government has made it perfectly clear, and the science has made it perfectly clear, that the only way out of the crisis is through vaccination. So there you have it.
And we know that police are saying that they will enforce this restriction with spot checks. I mean, knocking on people's doors. How is that going to go down, and is it going to work?
They will not be knocking on people's doors. The Interior Minister, Karl Nehammer, made it clear that there's a clear distinction between the public sphere and the private sphere. During the first lockdown, there was a lot of controversy over police knocking on doors and cracking down on what were then called corona parties. There was a big backlash against that. So the government is being very clear on that message, that the private sphere is, you know, that's what happens in, you know, your own four walls. That's your issue. But if you go out into the public without the proper vaccination or, you know, the green pass, and you're not going to work or to a doctor, you know, under the new regulations, then you could face this fine of 1,450 euros. But there is a clear distinction between public sphere adhering to the new regulations. And if you want to stay home and be in lockdown, that's your free choice.
Okay. With Austria's infection rate right now at a record of, what, 800 cases for every 100,000 people, where is public opinion on, you know, this new restriction that took effect today?
Well, public opinion among the vaccinated is that this should have come earlier, that the fourth wave was preventable, we shouldn't be here, and that something really needs to be done to make sure that we don't just continue to drag on. You know, you've said it, we've heard it in the reports, Austria is only at 65%. That's far too little. The government knows that there's a small percentage that just won't, you can't reach them. They don't want to hear it. They've made up their minds. But between that small percentage, which is 10 to 15% who are just not ever going to get vaccinated, and between the 65%, there's ground. So you can provide incentives. You can make their lives difficult, provide, you know, positive reinforcement or negative reinforcement to encourage that percentage in the middle to get us up to 80%, to get us to the herd immunity that will get us out of this crisis.
And then you've got the leaders who, it seems, nothing will change their opinions. The head of the far-right Freedom Party, who is a vocal anti-vaxxer, has now tested positive for the coronavirus. And today on Facebook, he posted this. I promise you I will continue to fight also from quarantine against forced vaccination, against the completely unjustified imprisonment of healthy people, and against the division of society that causes for our constitutional rights, for our freedom, for Austria. Okay. That's a lot of political posturing there. Beyond that, does this tell us something that we should not expect this measure to work?
Well, let's focus on Herbert Kickl for a moment. For him testing positive, and then him saying that he's going to then continue to lead the protests and plan this big protest that he wants to take place on Saturday here in Vienna. Is rich in irony. The fact that he's going to be planning this anti-corona protest from quarantine, where he will have to stay for the next 14 days, is, let me say it again, very rich in irony. And this beautiful German word comes to mind, Schadenfreude, from his critics. There has been a lot of Schadenfreude today. So he's in quarantine, but whether it's going to work or not, people are looking at this. Will it change minds? I don't know, but it does seem silly if people are going to turn out in large numbers for protests when the guy who wants to be the loudest voice in the face of the protest is sitting at home because he's tested positive with corona.
Yeah, you really have to, it stretches the limits of common sense, it seems. Now, this unprecedented restriction is set to last 10 days. What do you think the chances are that 10 days are not going to be enough, that it will be extended?
It's very clear that that will not be enough. This is the first step, and the government is testing the waters. There's a little bit of disagreement during the coalition of the ÖVP and the Greens. The chancellor from the ÖVP has said he doesn't want the people who have complied. He doesn't want the vaccinated to be subjected to any regulations or restrictions. Whereas the health minister from the Greens, Wolfgang Mückstein, is already talking openly about nighttime curfews and other measures. So there's a bit of bickering in the coalition. It's getting very tense. Nobody knows what's going to happen, but the science says we're not out of this yet. More will need to be done.
All right, journalist Steve Shade with the latest tonight from Vienna, in a country where the restrictions, the toughest the world has seen in this pandemic. Steve, thank you. We're now to those escalating tensions on the European Union's eastern border. EU foreign ministers today agreed to expand sanctions against Belarus in retaliation for what they called the engineering of a migration crisis at Europe's doorstep. The new measures will target officials, travel agents, and airlines which help to bring migrants to Belarus, most of those migrants coming from Middle Eastern countries. Thousands of men, women, and children are stranded in freezing conditions on the frontier with Poland. Warsaw has declared an exclusion zone along the border and is not allowing aid workers or journalists access. At least 9 people are known to have died trying to cross the border in recent weeks.
Crowds of people gathered on the Belarus side of the border hoping to cross into Poland. Just some of more than an estimated 4,000 camping out in freezing forests in the hope of making a new life in the European Union. But the EU doesn't want to let them in. It accuses Belarus of manufacturing the crisis as retribution for earlier sanctions the bloc imposed on Minsk and of giving refugees false hopes of crossing the border. What we're experiencing from Minsk, this inhumane system of using refugees as tools to exert pressure on the European Union, has not changed, but got worse over the last days. After talks on Monday, the EU foreign ministers agreed on steps to tackle the situation.
We are looking at all possible solutions to stop the regime, the Lukashenko regime, from targeting us and from targeting its own population. And we agreed to expand the scope of the sanctions regime on Belarus.
In what seemed to be an attempt to ward off those sanctions, Belarus said it now wanted to return migrants home, but that they did not want to go. These people